And now, from the Center for Common Sense Counseling, here's Roland Trujillo.
Well, hello everybody, welcome to the program. My name is Roland, I'm your host for this very program. And yes, I think you're going to like this program. If you're looking for answers, real answers to your problems, then you will like this program. I've been around for a long time, and I'm still here after all these years. My message is a very simple one. In fact, I'd like to read something to you from a book that I wrote several years ago called Healing from Within. And here's what it says on the back cover of my book. It says, "We all know that our attitude determines our altitude. We sink to the depths of doubt and despair when we become resentful toward others, or when we doubt God's divine providence. Someone or something on the outside upset us and separated us from our spiritual roots. We began to flounder, and always we looked for answers on the outside. But the secret to spiritual recovery is to be found within. By reconciling with conscience, and learning to be more forgiving toward others, our natural restorative properties are unblocked, and we let go of our toxic relationship with wrong associations and substances." Well, that pretty much says it all right there. That is the story of your life right there. When you were a little child, you were very, very close to, you were very close to God, actually. Very close to God. But something went wrong. And what went wrong was, you were teased, and you were challenged, and you were pressured. And undoubtedly, there was some kind of confusion, some kind of cruelty, and you became upset. And as time went by, as you became more and more upset, you became angry, and you became resentful. And anger and resentment separate, especially resentment, separates us from our ground of being. And so what happened was the authority, which could have been within. See, our authority as humans is supposed to be from within. From our Creator, who is our closest relative. But we fall away from that. And instead, the authority becomes on the outside. So outside authorities became your outside people, places, substances, words, especially words, people and words, became your authorities. Now, God gives us parents. And what parents are supposed to do, especially father, but both mother and father, but especially father, the father is supposed to guide us, teach us, tutor, guide us, until such time as we're old enough to transfer authority from the good father to within, to our Creator within, to the Heavenly Father within. You see, parents stand in for, especially father. Father stands in for God in the eyes of a child. Father stands in for God. Now, the little child, we see, we're first of the earth and later of the spirit. And so, although little children are very close to God, that's why little children see things and know things. They can't even put words upon what they see, but they do. But we're first of the earth and later of the spirit, so first we must grow as little earthly beings before we're ready to become more spiritual. I'll be right back. Would you like a really positive attitude?
If so, you must learn how not to be upset. If you are easily upset, it is because you are too reactive. In order to be calm, you must learn the secret of responding to inner principle instead of external tease. To learn the secret of not reacting with resentment and upset, go to commonsensecounseling.org, where you can download a free introductory copy of the meditation exercise. By relating humbly to inner principle, you can overlook others' cruelty and also overlook your own negative thoughts and emotions. By having remained unmoved, you are free to discern the meaning of the moment and respond with patience. The self-control you receive will restore confidence and a positive attitude based on a love of principle and having patience with others. Visit commonsensecounseling.org and start living instead of reacting.
My name is Roland. I'm a pastor. I'm a spiritual coach. And what I do with on this program is help people to wake up and refine their spiritual roots, which they have fallen away from. Now, I was saying before our break, I was saying that when we're little children, we're very close to God, but we become upset. Later, we become angry and resentful. And the other thing is the world is very strong. The world pulls upon us, especially, you know, we're sent off to school. And before you know it, we're put in a group. And the peer group is very powerful. And other people. And soon we look for their approval. See, they upset us. See, the group upsets us too. There's a lot of tease and so on. And the more upset we become, the more destabilized we become, the more separated we become from our inner ground of good. And then we fall to the environment. And once we fall to the environment, we fall to the outside. Then we become creatures of the outside, dependent on the outside, needing reinforcement from the outside, assurance and reassurance from the outside, you see? So we become externally based. Then we need the group. Now we can't look at teenagers today. Can they live without their peers? They cannot. They need the support of their peers. See, they become dependent on the support of their peers. But you see, the good parents, especially the good father, is supposed to be there and protect the child from too much external influence, you see. It's only natural. Now let me continue. I said that we're first of the earth and later of the spirit. So although we're very close to God as little children sometimes, for example, see angels, things like that, but that's the child's soul. Nevertheless, we're first of the earth and later of the spirit. So we're, little children are earthly beings, earthly creatures, and ego beings. And so little children must first grow to full stature physically and as egos. So they start off as little egos, and then they grow to be big egos. It's only natural. So, as a matter of fact, children, a little bit of tease, good-natured tease, for example, little challenges, good-natured, wholesome challenges, you know, sports and so on, those are fine. In fact, little children need that sort of thing. They need to play and run outdoors and ride bikes and do all the things that kids do to grow and learn and study and so on. They grow as little egos to become big egos. But if the good father is always there, now here's the other thing that's very important, very, very important. Look, I'm telling you the story of your life, everybody's life. So you can hear what I'm saying and say, yes, yes, yes. And then I'm going to give you the solution. And you already know what the solution is, but the trouble is you're so lost in your imagination. You're so lost in your texting and your computer and in your music and your friends. And then later you get lost in your worries, in your troubles, in your symptoms, in your issues, see, which come upon us as we fall away from our inner ground from which would flow wisdom and so on. Then we become totally enmeshed and entangled in all of our problems. And then we start taking drugs and so on and so forth. And before you know it, we're so lost we can hardly find our way back. Well, here I am. I'm speaking to you through the fog. I'm speaking to you through your mental fog and your emotional fog. And I'm saying, awake, awake. Remember the beautiful song? Remember, was it the Beatles? Blackbird, sing a dead of night. Take these broken wings and learn to fly. Remember? Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Well, here I am. I'm singing. Last week, you should listen to last week's program. It was so beautiful. I talked about the fairy tale of the emperor and the nightingale, and the beautiful nightingale that came and sat on the emperor's window, and he recovered. He was very sick. When the nightingale came and sang, he recovered. And why? Because the little bird called him back to reality. The little bird called him back. Called him back to becoming awake in reality where God is. Now you're lost in your imagination. Now, I was talking about the role of the good father. And the good father is supposed to validate on the outside what the little child knows within. We all know in our heart what's right, don't we? We know very well, and we know in our heart right. Deep down, we know. But we need somebody on the outside, but we tend to doubt it, see? Then we need somebody on the out to validate what is right. Somebody strong, somebody good, somebody stable, somebody solid, somebody with wisdom and courage and kindness. And understanding, who validates on the outside what we know in our heart. That's our protection. See? That's what a good father is for. Until such time as the child grows to full stature, and then the child loving the good that he or she sees in the father. See, that good is not even the father's good. It comes from God through the father, you see? But loving that good, see, respecting that good and loving that good, the child can then transfer allegiance from the good father on the outside to the father within. See, and when the child transfers allegiance from the father on the outside to the father within, then that person becomes completely self-directed. Now, a friend of conscience, see, a friend of intuition, see, and as for the father of that child, then God can say, well done, thou good and faithful servant, well done. See, then the father's job is done. Sure, he'll still be there for the child to consult with him as the years pass. It's very sweet when the daughter, who's 30 or 40 or 50 years old, calls her father for words, for a little advice, or the son goes to his father. See, it's very beautiful, but the father's job is basically done. But now you see the plight of people nowadays, because many of us don't even know who our father is. Many kids don't know who their father is. Or they don't have a good father. Or father is there, but he's weak. And so the world is very confusing. Hello, everyone. Many people have emotional and mental health issues. Many people have been diagnosed with adult ADD, bipolar disorder, social anxiety disorder, obsessive compulsive disorder, depression. Many Christians would like to hear something positive and practical from someone who successfully overcame such issues. I'd like to tell you about a friend of mine. His name is Mike. He wrote a book called Mike's Story. Mike got unstuck, conquered his issues, and left them behind. Mike wrote to me about his successes, and I was so excited and moved by his story that I helped him put it into a book. It's called Mike's Story. I'd like you to preview the book and perhaps even obtain a copy of Mike's Story in paperback, Kindle, or Barnes & Noble Nookbook. If you'd like to preview Mike's Story, go to talktoapastor.org. That's www.talktoapastor.org and look for Mike's Story. Thank you. My name is Roland. You're listening to my program. It's called Talk to a Pastor. It's also called Ask Roland. It doesn't matter what you call it. It's a clarion call. I'm calling you back. Back to reality. Back to your Creator. If you look at the world, the whole world lies in error. The whole world lies. Satan has deceived the whole world. You look around now and you see it's not so good. You take a look at the family. You take a look at our leaders. See, the problem is, here's the problem. If we had really good leaders, if we had really good and wise leaders, pray God that some arise. Pray God that some good, noble leaders arise. You know, the George Washington types, those types of leaders. But when the leaders are not so good, then the people are misled. See, I'll never forget, I read a book one time. It was written by a very nice man. He said it all depends on who stands at the front of the classroom. So, depends on the teachers, depends on the fathers, on the mothers. See, it depends on the all the leaders, any kind of a leader you can imagine, the boss, the manager, the counselor, the mayor, you name it, all the leaders that we have. If we have good leaders, that's very good. It helps keep us in good shape. It helps keep us within the bounds of propriety, and they validate on the outside what we know in our heart, so we don't become confused and totally confused. See, a lot of mental illness is the product of a weak father, and then wickedness. Yeah, a wicked parent, a wicked mother, confusing the child, always wanting to be right, never wrong, confusing the child. The child begins to doubt himself. See? And he feels his selfhood being smothered, and he withdraws or pulls into the imagination to hide there. But then when he's in the imagination, then he eventually gets lost. It's actually a form of deep hypnosis. It's actually a form of deep hypnosis. So now you see the other factor. Now we talked about the child becoming upset and becoming separated from his ground of being. We talked about the child not having a good father there as an example. We talked about the child becoming subject to the peer group, and so on and so forth. But there's one other factor there that has to be mentioned, and that is evil. Wickedness. See, there is such a thing as evil. You can't taste it, touch it, or smell it, but it does exist. And it likes to mislead people. It gets a pleasure in misleading people, in fooling people, in deceiving and tricking people, and hurting people, in chaos and confusion. See? That's what it's good at. That's what it wants to do. We would be safe. See? We would be safe if we remained close to what we know in our heart, and we were patient with other people. If we stayed close to our intuition and our conscience, we didn't doubt it, and we didn't resent other people, we would be safe. See? So, do you resent other people? Do you judge other people? Well, when you do, you separate yourself from God. See, and you open yourself up to confusion and to being misled. So now what are we going to do? Well, what you need to do is to refind your inner ground of... Now, if you didn't have a good father, let's say you had a good father, well, that's good. Maybe you rebelled a little bit, many of us do. Okay, you made some mistakes, now you'd like to come back to conscience again. On the other hand, maybe your father was not so good. If he wasn't so good, then just forgive him. See, if you had a good father and he kept you safe, and then you loved your father, and then you transferred your allegiance to what you know in your heart, well, that would be a beautiful thing. But let's say your father wasn't so good, See, maybe he failed you, so you hated, you resented him. Okay, so now all you need to do is to let go of the resentment. Let go of the resentment. Don't hate him. See, don't judge him. Don't judge men. Don't judge all men. Don't judge your father. See that he too was a victim. Look, if he was not the noble George Washington type with honor, virtue, long-suffering, patience, wisdom, courage, all of the great virtues, if he was not the man of that kind of stature, then he too had fallen. And how do you think he felt about being a failure? Not so good. He too was a victim, you see. So forgive him. I'll be right back. Hi, this is Roland. Do you have relationship issues? Okay, who doesn't have relationship issues? That's why I want to tell you about my most popular book, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. Do you and your partner argue all the time? Do you want to understand men and women better? Are you in a relationship and thinking of getting married? Then you will want to preview The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll find out how to relate better with your partner, reduce your stress, and possibly even heal your relationship. Visit www.talktoapastor.org and look for The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll be glad you did. Oh, incidentally, I want to tell you about a special that we have. For a donation of any amount, I'll send you a PDF of Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email as a token of my appreciation. That's for a donation of any amount. I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email so you can start reading it right away. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back. You remember I began the program by reading from my book, a book I wrote many years ago called Healing from Within. I think I'm going to edit it and update it and republish it. It's an outstanding book, really. Remember I read from the back cover and I said we all know that our attitude determines our altitude. We sink to the depths of doubt and despair when we have become resentful toward others and when we doubt God's divine providence. Someone or something on the outside upset us and separated us from our spiritual roots. We began to flounder, and always we looked for answers on the outside. But the secret to spiritual recovery is to be found within. By reconciling with conscience and learning to be more forgiving with others, our natural restorative properties are unblocked, and we let go of our toxic relationships with wrong associations and substances. Okay, now let me just mention that if you'd like to refine your intuition, your inner ground of good of which I have been speaking, may I recommend that you sample our meditations. I have several of them. I have a 5-minute meditation, which is free. It's for stress. And I have classic 4-part meditation and some others. But they're very good to help you to come back to your inner ground of good so you can flow from within. So you can flow from within instead of being affected by the outside. Okay? So you should go to the Center for Common Sense Counseling, which is commonsensecounseling.org, commonsensecounseling.org, or you could go to talktoapastor.org. Now I'd like to read from chapter 1 of the book, this old book that I wrote many years ago. Chapter 1. All of our symptoms, including death itself, are caused by a defection from God and His right way. In the perfect hierarchy, the Creator is the ultimate authority, then Christ, followed by the humble, repentant soul. In such a system, ruled by proper authority, there is no need or desire to rebel, since all is justice. An atmosphere of truth surrounds the truth-loving soul, and the light of truth searches out all things, revealing and healing even the inner remnants of sin and wrong living in the body. Hi, this is Pastor Roland. I get a lot of emails, but it's always a special treat to go to my mailbox and find a card or letter from a listener. I love letters from listeners, so I want to make sure you have my address so you can write to me. So here it is. Send your cards and letters to Roland Trujillo. I'll spell it for you. That's R-O-L-A-N-D-T-R-U-J-I-L-L-O. Post Office Box 854, Berkeley, California, 94701. Here it is again, Roland Trujillo, Post Office Box 854, Berkeley, California, 94701. I look forward to reading your letter. It might be good to listen to this program again, and my previous program, last week's program, which are very, very good. Perhaps you can come back to reality and start living your own life again. Become less reactive, less upset, and find peace of mind. My name is Roland. Visit me at commonsensecounseling.org. That's commonsensecounseling.org. Until next time, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise. I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Roland Trujillo from the Center for Common Sense Counseling. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.commonsensecounseling.org. You'll find lots of free helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is commonsensecounseling.org. Please remember that Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.